1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A powerful storm system moving over the plains, bringing tornadoes to Nebraska on Friday. One tornado ripped through the suburbs of Omaha, flattening homes. President Biden taking part in an interview with radio host Howard Stern, shifting his position on whether he'd be willing to debate former President Trump this election cycle. Biden saying he'd be happy to do it.
I did speak with the campaign. They tell me they have no update on when or under what conditions there could be a debate, only telling me that Biden's comments speak for themselves.
ABC's Selena Wang. Trump, meanwhile, back in court Friday as his criminal hush money trial continues. Jurors hearing from Trump's longtime assistant who testified. She has a vague recollection of seeing adult film actress Stormy Daniels inside Trump Tower. The Pentagon says the U.S. is set to supply more Patriot missile systems to Ukraine as the country requests more support for its air defense systems. The missile's part of a $6 billion aid package. This is ABC News. We're hearing from passengers who were on board a Delta Airlines flight from New York to Los Angeles that had a piece of the plane fly off mid-flight. ABC's Alex Stone with details.
Now safely here in Los Angeles, after Delta flew them on a different plane, passengers who were on board the 33-year-old Boeing 767 are telling what it felt like when an overwing emergency slide fell off the plane in flight.
The floor started rattling.
The pilots reported vibrations on board, and when they landed back at JFK Airport in New York, they could see the slide was gone. It has not yet been found. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
After a ruling by New York State's highest court that vacated the sexual assault and rape conviction of Harvey Weinstein, experts say a retrial won't be coming to a courtroom anytime soon, if ever. This is after one of the two women considered crucial to the case says she's not sure she'll testify again. Even with his New York conviction tossed, Weinstein has also been convicted of rape and sexual assault in Los Angeles. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Paul 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you were harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump campaigns in Wisconsin next week, which suits Wisconsin Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler just fine.
The more they find out what Donald Trump is promising to do to Americans if he wins again, the more voters move towards Democrats.
Republican Chair Brian Schimming says President Biden visits Wisconsin so often because he's in trouble here.
It's not because they're confident in Wisconsin. It's because they know they're in trouble in Wisconsin. There's no doubt about that.
The two spoke at a WISC Politics luncheon Thursday. Four Wisconsin technical colleges will use $75,000 to train young firefighters. The Youth Volunteer Firefighter Training Program aims to boost recruits for rural volunteer fire departments. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers draft a tackle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. There were highly rated defensive backs, linebackers, and receivers on the board, but the Green Bay Packers used their first-round pick on an offensive tackle. They hope will become the next David Bakhtiari. It's Jordan Morgan, a left tackle out of Arizona. GM Brian Gutekunst.
For me, there's only so many big guys usually in each draft, and you realize that they're going to go early and they're going to go quick, and if you don't get one, you might be out of luck. So where we had him valued, this was a pretty easy decision for us.
Rounds 2 and 3 of the draft after tonight. NBA, the Bucks and the Pacers for Game 3 of their playoff series tonight, standing at one game apiece. Baseball, the Brewers open a weekend series at home tonight against the New York Yankees. Milwaukee coming off a 7-5 win in Pittsburgh. They split the series two games apiece. Pat Murphy credits the bullpen.
Nobody knows Kane Hager, Uribe, or Piamps, or McGill, to be honest with you. I mean, these aren't household names. They've earned their way, and they're hungry, and they're consistent.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some showers and storms around tonight, mostly cloudy. Temps rise through the 50s into the 60s. For tomorrow, looks like a mostly cloudy day, another round of showers and storms in the afternoon, and warmer, breezy with highs in the upper 70s. There could be a strong storm into tomorrow evening. Currently 54 degrees.
From the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Joe Biden is moving ahead, you know, as Donald Trump is squealing in outrage that the courtroom's too cold, and it's Melania's birthday, but I'm here because I had sex with a porn star. You know, poor Donald. Joe Biden is getting stuff done. And Joe Biden has gotten more stuff done in the last 2 weeks than Donald Trump did in 4 years. Basically, all Donald Trump accomplished in his 4 years was killing 500,000 Americans unnecessarily and handing $2.5 trillion in tax cuts or tax gifts to the morbidly rich. I mean, that was pretty much it. Oh, and gutting the EPA, firing or causing to quit more than half of the EPA scientists. But he's all over the headlines this week, Donald Trump. But Joe Biden has been doing a lot. He recently helped prevent a war between Israel and Iran. He intervened. He carefully is navigating the congressional process on this security package. Steve Bannon is writing about this over at Rachel Maddow's MSNBC.com blog. the New York Times reported this morning, Bannon quotes, "The Biden administration on Thursday placed the final cornerstone of its plan to tackle climate change, a regulation that would force the nation's coal-fired power plants to virtually eliminate the planet-warming pollution that they release into the air or shut down. The regulation from the EPA requires coal plants in the United States to reduce 90% of their greenhouse pollution by 2039, 1 year earlier than the agency had originally proposed. This comes a day after Pete Buttigieg, our Secretary of Transportation, made a big announcement of his own, as NBC News reported, quote, "A federal rule announced Wednesday will require airlines to quickly give cash refunds without lengthy arguments to passengers whose flights have been canceled or seriously delayed," the Biden administration said. By the way, I used to live in Europe. I am assuming it's still the case. In the 80s, when I lived in Germany, if you got bumped off a flight, you got an immediate cash payment. And that's what Biden is saying has to happen here. The rule from the Transportation Department says passengers who decline other reimbursements like travel credits must get cash refunds. The Biden administration this week has also, and here's a bullet point list that Steve Bannon compiled, announced a major breakthrough on non-compete clauses, you'll recall, you know, which is weirdly helping out not just people in high tech and, you know, the C-suites, but also helping out people who work in fast food restaurants. He's made millions of American workers eligible for overtime pay. He's unveiled a new rule cracking down on the kind of investment advice that advisors, brokers, and insurance can give to retirement savers. He's made it easier for military spouses to work remotely. He announced $7 billion in federal grants for residential solar projects in low and middle income communities. I mean, this is just in the last week. This guy's getting stuff done. Geeky science. I've got a geeky science for you here. This is absolutely fascinating. This is a study out of Liege, Belgium, from studyfinds.org. I'll just read you the first paragraph. If you've ever felt more alert and focused after stepping out into bright daylight, there's a scientific explanation for that. New research shows that exposure to higher levels of light can directly impact activity in a key region of the brain, the hypothalamus, in ways that enhance cognitive performance and wakefulness. This study was published in the journal eLife. While previous research has shown that light exposure increases alertness, this is one of the first studies to pinpoint how it influences the human brain at the neural level. They took 26 healthy young adults. They put them in an MRI scanner that, you know, monitors everything that's going on inside the brain. And then under different levels of brightness of light, from complete darkness to very, very bright, they had them engage in learning and thought exercises, cognitive tasks. And the task tested executive functioning, like working memory, and emotional processing. Study authors discovered that as light levels increased, activity in the posterior portion of the hypothalamus ramped up. They also found a clear relationship between higher light levels and better performance on thinking tasks. The research opens avenues, they note, for developing light therapy treatments. These treatments have helped people dealing with sleep problems and issues with alertness, and even elevate mood and cognitive performance throughout the day. I'll tell you, you know, when I was in my 20s in Michigan, more than half of the year it's cloudy, it's gray. It's called lake effect. The prevailing winds out of the west come over Lake Michigan. They pick up moisture. They turn over, they turn into clouds. So I became very aware of this when I got my pilot's license in 1972, because I could only fly VFR, you know, visual flight rules, which meant that I couldn't fly in clouds. But I also noticed in my 20s that every winter I'd get depressed. I'd get sad and just kind of tired and feel like, who cares about life? And then this amazing study came out in the mid-70s about seasonal affective disorder, SAD they called it, and which is appropriately named because you feel sad. And they found that exposing people to light did away with their seasonal depressions. And so I built a light box. Louise and I built this thing. It was about 4 feet long and about 2 feet high and about 6 inches deep. And we put a bunch of fluorescent lights in it and a little pane of diffuser glass over the front of it, plastic actually. And every morning I would sit in front of that thing for 15 or 20 minutes while I was getting ready to start my day. And I found that it did away with my seasonal affective disorder. It just did away with my seasonal depression. For the last 15, 16 years now that I've been doing this program on television, if you're listening on the radio, it's also simultaneously broadcast on television on Free Speech TV and YouTube and Twitter and every place, but freespeech.org. I've got these lights in the studio that are in my face, these really, really bright lights. And I have not experienced any kind of SAD, any kind of sadness or depression or tiredness or whatever during the winter, like I normally have most of my life since I started doing this. Because every day I'm sitting here for 3 hours, with all these bright lights in my face. So I'm telling you, it works. It gets my brain working. And now they've got the science. Now they've found the exact part of the brain that this light is affecting. So, if you work in a dark room or if you get, if you have the shades pulled during the day when the sun is out, fix that. Get into some light. All right, enough of my rants today. What's on your mind? John in Long Island, New York. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I was just want to talk about the hearing yesterday. And, I was a little disappointed in how they didn't even kind of bring up the issue that was brought to them as far as the absolute immunity.
Yeah.
We know it's just a ploy, and I get that. And it's working. But I thought that the justices, what they could have done is tried to expand on that a little bit, and they should have asked the defense why, right? Why do they want the immunity, and maybe what crimes do they want to commit? Explain this, not these hypothetical SEAL Team 6 kind of silly things. Right. Like, they brought this up. Shouldn't they be able to explain the crime that they need to commit?
Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan and Ketanji Brown Jackson all asked questions of that nature, John. And in every single case, the lawyer for Trump basically changed the subject or whiffed Or in the case of Ketanji Brown Jackson, she got interrupted several times by Sam Alito. It was shocking, frankly. I thought I wasn't just a little disappointed. I was shocked by yesterday's hearing.
Yeah. Same. And I loved how they kept going out to this idea that, well, we don't care about this case. We're looking forward. And, you know, we don't want political opponents to go after them for political reasons, right. You know.
Yeah, and both Gorsuch like Kavanaugh said, I'm not interested in the case before us. I want to talk about, you know, I'm making a decision for the ages, Kavanaugh said. Give me a friggin' break.
Right. The same man who worked with Ken Starr on that prosecution.
Yeah,
right,
exactly. I'm prosecuting Bill Clinton, yeah.
Clinton, yeah. Yeah, it was really disappointing, and especially that it took 2 hours of their schedule for this stupid hearing, and we had to wait weeks just so they could schedule this 2 hours out of their schedule as if, you know.
They're doing everything they can to make sure that Trump doesn't face trial before the election. That's what's going on here.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why, by the way. In an op-ed in the New York Times a couple of days ago, Dick Cheney's daughter, Liz Cheney, laid it out. And what she said was that there's a lot of evidence against Trump that, you know, reflects very badly on him, that shows how badly he tried to destroy our democracy and the crimes he committed, that they were unable to get on the January 6th committee because Mark Meadows refused to testify, John Eastman refused to testify. They had this whole collection of people who just refused to testify, and then the committee expired, and, you know, Jim Jordan refused to come in and testify. All of these people testified before the grand jury. Before Jack Smith's grand jury. He forced them to. He could do that. A grand jury can do that where Congress can't. And so only way to get that information out of the grand jury room and into the public is with a trial. And that's why these Republicans on the court are trying to postpone Trump's trial until after the election, because they don't want the American people to know the extent of the horrors of what Donald Trump did on January 6th in particular.
Well, there's one easy solution for that, Tom. You know, instead of rushing to try and get these trials in before the election, why don't we just postpone the presidential election until the trials are done?
Yeah. I like that, John. The problem is it, you know, it runs up against the Constitution. But
it's a little constitutional thing, I get it. But,
Actually, last night on Lawrence O'Donnell's show, one of the, I think it was Neil Katyal, said that a solution would be for the judge, you know, Judge Chutkan, to hold a hearing to release all this information, not a trial. That was interesting. John, thank you for the call.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 17 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Weekend here, picking up your calls. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, The John and Gordy Show.
You've seen the Barbie movie, so that's the original. Did you know that Johnny Cash also had a version?
I'm a Barbie girl.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire. Yeah.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
I have to say this. I had a nightmare where the clouds were actually rubber erasers.
What did you eat before you went to bed?
And there, this gets worse. There were clowns on stilts.
Oh, no.
Seriously. And obviously, I have never forgotten that dream.
Obviously.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
This past week, the far, far right created what they called the Floor Action Response Team. The acronym there is FART. And no such stealth bills came to the floor that would cause the fart to rise. Again, I fact-checked it. That's what they called themselves.
That name really stinks, Maggie. Sorry,
let
I had
the
to.
Puns roll
the
in.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters, people like you who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quick. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 23 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Blue in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Blue, what's up? Blue?
Hey, Tom.
Hey,
how
Blue.
Are you?
I'm fine. What's on your mind today?
Well, I wanted to call about what you were talking about with the extreme weather and the planting trees to reverse those trends. That's the way that we reverse all of the negative trends with the nine planetary boundaries and the six that we're going over on, the planting trees and revving up the amount of plant life that we have on Earth is the way to reverse that and draw down methane and CO2, of course.
Well, let's stop pumping them into the atmosphere, too, Blue.
Yeah, every day, every second, we're pumping more greenhouse gases into the air than we were in the previous second. So
yeah.
We need to, I think Biden needs to say, okay, drawdown point is going to be a national holiday. and just freak out about that. Draw down point, make a big deal. And it'll give people something to look for in the future instead of just being, you know, pessimistic about the present.
Yeah, I think he needs to declare a climate emergency because I think we're in one. Maybe the European Union will do it first, but, you know, climate emergency would be a good thing right now.
So if you made laws that said citizens of every country are allowed to plant perennials, edible perennials on public land, I'm sure some countries have a lot of public land and some countries probably have no public land, but that would be a good way to do it. And that's the best idea I've had so far for that.
Here's a simple one for you, Blue. Pass a federal law banning HOAs from requiring grass as lawns so the people can go back to what we did during World War II, victory gardens. We can plant gardens in our lawns instead of grass. Grass lawns go back to you know, 17th century England, when the way that wealthy people proved that they were wealthy was they were wealthy because they didn't need to grow vegetables. They had the serfs do it for them. So they had these big lawns. And you know, we kind of adopted that as a sign of status in the United States. And it's crazy. It's just crazy. Well, I got to move along.
If you search on the internet, there are a ton of different options for growing edible lawns, and you don't ever have to cut it with a lawnmower. It just grows 2 inches tall and it stops right there.
It's true. There's lots of stuff you can plant and eat. Blue, thank you for the call. Jeremy in Riverside, California. Hey, Jeremy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. How you doing? I just wanted to point out that I know that it's obvious that Trump is a bona fide sociopath, but I wanted to point out that that's, you know, that personality has been carefully cultivated in the GOP. You know, they carry out their policies. You kind of have to be one, but they've been kind of hiding it for years. And I'm thinking back to Reagan, you know, when they were secretly supporting the Contras, for example.
Or just destroying unions and trying to destroy the middle class all the time that Ronnie has got this big smile on his face while he's sitting on his horse.
Yeah, because he wasn't president and he was mascot while George Shorts was running everything. But
that's a good
now they
point.
Have a bona fide sociopath, you know, up front, and they've been trying to turn us into sociopaths for years with their propaganda, always putting people in emotional, loathsome states. You know, and it's finally working, but, I mean, this has been carefully cultivated for years. It's not he's not just some accidental
thing. No, it's been a 40-year campaign. I wrote a book about it, The Hidden History of Neoliberalism. It's a 42-year campaign to destroy the American middle class and make the rich richer. It's very simple. And they rationalize it by saying it will create stability in society. Jeremy, thank you for the call. Spot on. 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Place where despair is not an option. I'll be back with your calls right after this. Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1-
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for matinee on air.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A powerful storm system moving over the plains, bringing tornadoes to Nebraska on Friday. One tornado ripped through the suburbs of Omaha, flattening homes. President Biden taking part in an interview with radio host Howard Stern, shifting his position on whether he'd be willing to debate former President Trump this election cycle. Biden saying he'd be happy to do it.
I did speak with the campaign. They tell me they have no update on when or under what conditions there could be a debate, only telling me that Biden's comments speak for themselves.
ABC's Selena Wang. Trump, meanwhile, back in court Friday as his criminal hush money trial continues. Jurors hearing from Trump's longtime assistant who testified. She has a vague recollection of seeing adult film actress Stormy Daniels inside Trump Tower. The Pentagon says the U.S. is set to supply more Patriot missile systems to Ukraine as the country requests more support for its air defense systems. The missile is part of a $6 billion aid package. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Officials from the Green Bay area are in Detroit for the NFL draft. The big event will be in Wisconsin next year, and the people putting it on are getting an idea of what it takes to pull it off. It's not just government and tourism officials, but also owners and managers of restaurants, bars, hotels, and security companies. Local leaders are deciding their next move after the Universities of Wisconsin announced plans to pull out of Richland Center. Critics say the UW is breaking a long-term lease.
Local leaders really did not have advance notice. This letter just showed up. And obviously it leads to a huge economic hole for the counties that own these facilities.
State Senator Kelda Royce, the UW system is shutting down 5 2-year branch campuses in all. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some showers and storms around tonight, mostly cloudy. Temps rise through the 50s into the 60s. For tomorrow, looks like a mostly cloudy day. Another round of showers and storms in the afternoon and warmer. Breezy with highs in the upper 70s. There could be a strong storm into tomorrow evening. It's 55 right now.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
From Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7.
For all of your support.
from international trade policy to immigration policy to housing. We've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and my heart health every day when I take them. Plus, with no pills to swallow, they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeets is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced supports healthy CoQ10 levels, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to GetSuperBeets.com. That's BEETS, GetSuperBeets.com, and using that code Tom, THOM. Free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced and 15% off by going to GetSuperBeets.com and using that code Tom, THOM. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Lee in Evanston, Illinois. Hey, Lee, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon, Tom. A couple things. Let me do a quick one here. Whatever happened to the rule of law? I keep saying that, and I'll tell you why. Don't we have a government that's supposed to protect our citizens? I think that's a job, something about promote the general welfare, something like that. Anyway,
it's in the preamble to the Constitution. Yeah, where are you going with this, Lee? What's your point?
They're kind of saying, let's do that, yeah. Okay, well, it turns out that the Supreme Court Republicans committed fraud by writing the Second Amendment. The Hawaiian Supreme Court said it. And then the one I like, the article about it, was a Bloomberg that said, Hawaii rightly rejects Supreme Court's gun nonsense, which is about right when you get right down to it. Anyway, the point is, Supreme Courts aren't supposed to commit fraud. And then we have a rule of law called conspiracy to defraud the United States. Now, you know, the rule of law would say these guys belong in jail, but, you know, we never seem to bother to put them in jail. We don't do that to any Republicans for some reason.
We've got two justice systems in this country, one for rich white people and the other for everybody else.
Yeah. So why don't we just start putting them in jail and be done with it?
Yeah.
And the other thing is, you know, the reason that the Republicans had to adjust the Second Amendment was because the Republican senators were killing people by refusing to pass gun restrictions. And everybody knew they were killing him. I mean, this woman got on Stephanie's show a couple of years ago, last year, and said, the number one cause of death for children in America is the Republican Party. Well, yeah. That's true. And as a matter of fact, our vice president, Kamala Harris, said exactly this. Well, she didn't say it aiming at the Republican Party, but she basically said, the gun violence issue, and, you know, that's the only way we can solve it.
Mm-hmm.
And until we solve it by putting those people in jail for involuntary manslaughter, which is basically what they've been doing by their gross negligence of protecting our citizens, you know, we're just going to let them continue to kill us. And that's disgusting.
Yeah, they're not going to go to jail, Lee, but I get what you're saying, and I would like to see them
go to jail, Tom.
Well, because our system is as it is, you're not going to be able to put Republican legislators in jail for legislation. You just can't. But I get what you're saying. Thank you for the call. Jeff in Portland. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Happy Friday, Tom.
You,
I hope you can. Yeah, I hope you can rest your voice.
Yeah, I've got the weekend coming up.
I always like hot water, lemon, honey, and a touch of whiskey if you can.
Yeah, and a couple of drops of hot sauce.
Okay. I haven't tried. Yeah. Or the whiskey that's like spiced hot whiskey.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, as we get closer to this election, which is monumental, I want to talk about the importance of the president starting to become more proactive and less reactive. You know, as much as we know and remember FDR for his policies, we also know his fighting spirit and unwillingness to sit back and let his opponents and the oligarchs define him. He took the fight to them. So, you know, starting with this corrupt Supreme Court, just like FDR, President Biden should have been threatening to expand this court, even before they took down Roe v. Wade. And to me, you know, these right-wing radicals on the court, they're the equivalent of the supreme religious leaders in Iran. There's no different. And turning to the Middle East, Nick Kristof in the New York Times, he has a couple recent pieces on how President Biden really miscalculated by trusting Netanyahu and thinking Netanyahu would honor and respect Biden's unequivocal support. And you know, the longer this war drags on in Gaza, Tom, the more chance there is of a wider regional war. And, you know, what could happen is the Straits of Hormuz could be closed, and that's 20% of the oil supply in the world, so the price of gas will, you know, go up astronomically. Another good reason, what you just said, call for a climate emergency and ban all oil exports to buffer against that kind of scenario. Yep. But more importantly, you know, the president should listen to Bernie and cut off the offensive weapons to Israel until the humanitarian crisis is over in Gaza and we have a ceasefire. Then finally, Tom, with regard to Larry's call earlier, you know, it's time for President Biden to start making statements about the need for Fed rate cuts. You had a excellent Hartman report on Monday about housing and homelessness, and you had a graph showing that the biggest source of inflation is housing costs, and that's partly due to high interest rates, not the other way around.
Yep.
So, you know, and I'll end by saying we need a redder tax credit. That would be a great platform position for President Biden.
Yeah.
You know, just like a mortgage tax credit for homeowners.
Yeah. Well, it's a deduction for mortgages. It's not a tax credit, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, for any rent paid over 30% of someone's income, there should be a tax credit. It would, and Ashley Dimes has a piece about that on otherwords.org. I saw it originally on Common Dreams, but it's an excellent write-up by her, and I highly recommend it. So
cool.
Your thoughts on any of that?
I agree with every single thing you said, Jeff. The Vulcan mind meld here. Yeah, no, I'm with you. Well said. Jeff, thank you very much, and I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you. Aaron in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Hey, Aaron, what's on your mind today?
The Donald Trump thing. I was listening to your callers, and something occurred to me. The guy was talking about... Are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, he was talking about the rule of law. Mm-hmm. And it made me think, what happened to the rule of rules? And right now, what Donald Trump and his handlers, I think, are doing, they have Donald Trump playing checkers by chess rules, in the sense that you can have four or five kings playing checkers, and but they can be jumped, they can be captured, killed, or whatever. But if you know anything about chess, there's only two kings. And they can't be captured, killed, jumped. They can only be surrounded.
Right.
And if you
and
do,
then the game is over.
If you, well, yeah, but if you do something, if you're not really familiar with chess, you can put yourself in a position where it becomes a stalemate. The king doesn't have anywhere to go. Mm. And right now, what Donald Trump seems to be doing. He seems to be, you know, capture me, kill me. And, you know, like, if you do it again, we're going to put you in jail. You're captured. If you do it again, this is going to happen. And you know, they keep daring him. But as soon as you fall into that trap, he doesn't lose, but you don't win. It's a stalemate.
Yeah.
It's a push.
Now, that's interesting. That's an interesting analogy or metaphor or whatever.
Let me finish my point. But if you go back to checkers, and if what do they call it? If you have a jump or a move to take, and if you don't take that move, what is that called?
I don't recall.
Blow me. It's called blow me. And that's what Donald Trump is. And he's saying, if you don't jump me, blow me.
Okay. A little crass there, Aaron, but I get it. Aaron, thank you for the call. Eric in Erie, Pennsylvania. Hey, Eric, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you.
I want to ask you if you're as disturbed as I am at a thing I've been observing for about 30 years now, and I've only become increasingly bothered by it, and that is this. The talk about earlier about the American dream disappearing, and it so very much has for so many people for a lot of reasons. But I'm in my mid-50s, and I've noticed in my peer group over the years, I grew up in New York, spent some years in Colorado, then California, Florida, now Pennsylvania. And the only people that have consistently shown themselves to be comfortable and maintaining a reach on the American dream are those who are getting a government check.
Or people who have professional credentials.
Well, yeah, no, well, once
doctors,
you sort
lawyers,
out, you know, that, yeah, the top 5% of rock stars, you know, law, medicine, their own businesses that take off. Yeah. But among just the regular paycheck people, the ones who were able to buy homes and do it younger, the ones who were most importantly able to look forward to a retirement, like they know they're going to retire and they're going to be okay. It's the government workers, and I've seen a lot of them.
Oh, and you know why that is, Eric? It's because they have a union.
Right, and but even the ones that don't, they know to pay them well enough, and a lot of them have migrated Republican, particularly cops. My father was a cop in the 60s and 70s when they made garbage money, and it was a very blue-collar job. Mm-hmm. The pay started to blow up in the 80s. And I don't need to tell you, cops have moved very hard right in the last several decades.
Oh, and the typical, you know, I don't know about rural areas, but I know in Portland and in most other big cities, police officers make between $70,000 and $100,000 a year.
Well, yeah, they're starting, and lately they're getting bonuses with the difficulty in recruiting.
They can get overtime where they can make $150,000 a year or more.
Oh, yeah. And then moonlight, they get great moonlight gigs offered to them on the side. But they're the only people who, like, if you go into a McMansion subdivision, you'll have those people, doctors, lawyers, the people you would expect. But the majority of their neighbors are government employees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's kind of creepy that they're the new mid to upper level wealthy in every community around America.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's an interesting phenomena, Eric, and I think that, you know, student debt also plays a role in this also. Thank you for the call. Huh, interesting. 46 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Latest news from Trump's trial in New York City is that David Pecker's testimony will be done in 20 or 30 minutes, apparently.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom. Text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allbaugh Show.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
off.
That's
not... What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
not. You would just start freaking out. Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
When you have a fully funded, privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. It's Talk Media for the Sane Among Us, picking up your calls here, John in Hillsboro, Oregon. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Earlier in this program, you mentioned William F. Buckley.
Yes.
And so I haven't heard that name like in decades.
Yeah.
And so I kind of looked up my memory when I was back in community college, and he wrote an article, Why Not Make Israel the 51st State?
Oh, God.
And also the New York Times did it also. And this is before the Yom Kippur War. It's just after 67. This was 72 and 71.
What was his argument?
And his argument is that, you know, we have so much, problems with, you know, the Arabs in that area, that if we made Israel the 51st state, they would get off their back. And, you know, I've talked to people who've been in Israel, and, wow, they said if you go to some parts, you couldn't tell it from the United States. Kentucky Fried Chickens, McDonald's, Pizza Huts.
Yes and no.
And
I've spent a lot of time in Israel.
They said it's just really modernized.
That's true of pretty much every democracy around the world. You know, is they've all been fast foodized.
But I was just sort of kind of taken back. I mean, I didn't even think I had a memory for that far back. But yeah. They said that their whole New York Times and William Buckley's, you know, whole thing, that that would, you know, insulate us from a lot of political problems in that
area. Yeah, the thing of Buckley's that I think is the most underreported, underremembered article that he wrote was an article he wrote for National Review. I think it was in the late 50s. It might have been the early 60s. In which he argued that white people are genetically superior to black people, and therefore it's appropriate that we keep black people under control, essentially. And I think he wrote that before the Civil Rights Act was passed. And of course, you know, Barry Goldwater opposed the Civil Rights Act, Buckley opposed the Civil Rights Act, but he just came right out and said it. You know, it's about genetic superiority, which is just obscene. You know, that any rational thinking person would make that kind of just disgusting argument. John, I got to move along, but thank you for the call.
Okay.
Yeah, good talking to you. Robert in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, Robert, what's on your mind?
Hey.
Hello.
Right to it. I'm here. You hear me, right?
I hear you just fine, Robert. What's on your mind?
I have a memory, like this gentleman was just talking about you. So maybe it was 10 years ago during the Trayvon Martin scenario where Zimmerman was getting acquitted and we all thought that was wrong. You brought up a very smart, a Supreme Court decision, and I don't know how you knew it. I've asked people how they find that information. How did you do this? You found the Supreme Court case that said the juries do have the freedom to vote their conscience.
Yes, it's called,
do you know?
It's called jury nullification. And if you raise this issue, by the way, during jury selection, they will kick you off the jury. But
I kind of remember you saying that, but yeah, I did want to use
jurors
it if
do
I could.
Have the legal power in the United States to basically say we're not going to enforce this law because we disagree with the law itself. Yeah.
And so if we tell the
I
jury
can't,
about
I
that
can't
case.
Cite the you know the law or the case for that. You'll have to look it up, but it is true.
Oh, well, I thought you knew the case, and that's what I was really
curious. I might have been. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was 10 years ago. Yeah. And it was so important because, I mean, I still remember that. Yeah. And that was back here in Phoenix.
Just plug jury nullification into a search engine, and it'll come right up.
Mm-hmm.
Robert, I want to get one more caller in here. Thank you for the call. Frederick in St. Helena, California. Hey, Frederick, you got a quick one?
Yeah, am I honored enough to be the very last voice on your show this Friday?
Depends on how much time you take.
Okay, let's talk about Roosevelt's 90% tax. By the way, everyone, take a moment to call your congresspeople to support the millionaire tax.
Yeah.
But that 90%, Tom, was on the top 10% of one's income. So let's say today's millionaires, if they're making $4 to $5 million, that or at $5 million, that the amount of money from $450,000 to $5 million would be taxed at 90%.
Right.
Then dropping down to 82% would be like from.
Yeah, no, it was graduated. Frederick, I'm sorry, we're out of time, but your point is great, and more people need to know about it. Thank you. Hey, special thanks to Connor Arroyo, Carna Verde, Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Mark Thoman, Martha Salinas, and I guess that's the list, yeah. And Al Gorilla, did I say that? Thank you so much for the folks who work on this program, and thanks to you. So get out there, get active, tag your it. We'll see. We've got a lot coming up this year, this election. We'll see you on Monday. Have a wonderful weekend.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Flattened homes in suburban areas of Omaha, Nebraska, following a power